Well, this Dick Warburton review of the Renewable Energy Target Scheme is in. Tony Abbott's been handed Mr. Warburton's report, which recommends heavy cuts to subsidies for wind farms and solar rooftop panels. The report apparently finds the RET has undermined national productivity and is an unjustifiably expensive way to reduce carbon emissions. It recommends either closing the large-scale RET, that's wind farms, power stations and the like, to new entrants, or linking it to electricity demand to prevent it generating more than 20% of the national power supply. It recommends scrapping small-scale RET subsidies, that's rooftop solar panels, completely. Mr. Warburton's recommendations are spot on in relation to small-scale RET. I'm not sure his large-scale RET recommendations go far enough. The RET mandates 20% of electricity must be generated from renewable sources by 2020. It forces power retailers to buy a proportion of their electricity from green sources at premium prices, which are then passed on to you. It, along with other government subsidy schemes, is responsible for the proliferation of wind farms and rooftop solar panels all over the joint. An economic analysis by the Minerals Councils of Australia has found the RET subsidies under the current scheme could reach $21.6 billion by 2020-21. The scheme needs to be abolished in its entirety, not simply closed to new entrants. The government apparently will announce its decision on the future of the RET next month. For all our sakes, Tony Abbott, bite the bullet.